2024. KYW News Radio looks back on the year. Sponsored by Impriano Roofing. Visit Impriano.com.
There was an uptick in anti-Semitism this year, but also anti-Muslim incidents as a result of the war in Gaza. Here's KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
The Council on American Islamic Relations released a national report in April showing a 56% increase in anti-Muslim hate with over 8,000 incidents last year. Ahmed Salim Tekelioglu is executive director of CARE Philadelphia.
I think what we are seeing on the ground is this understanding among our community broadly that there should be no space and no place for hate in our society. People should not be hated for who they are, what they are.
Their 2024 civil rights report titled Fatal, the Resurgence of Anti-Muslim Hate, showed the complaints mark the highest number that CARE has ever recorded in its 30-year history. Tekelioglu says there needs to be zero tolerance toward hate against any community.
You know, we need to be mindful of the dangers that lie, root causes that lie behind anti-Semitism, behind Islamophobia, so that we can really address these.
He adds that requires much introspection on the side of organizations that do this work.
There are many efforts on the ground. You know, we are involved in building community, building greater understanding, coming together around the same table, even when we disagree, and having conversations.
Later in the year, CARE updated their report to show that anti-Muslim hate remained elevated during the first half of this year. From January to June, CARE documented almost 5,000 incoming complaints, a 69% increase over the same period in 2023. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.